some kind of a syrup.
Well, now, how would that be different from molasses?
Well, it's been doctored down and thinned out. In other words, it's like drinking tea that's had too much water put in it.
I see. Molasses.
And a syrup
would be thicker?
Oh, yes, it'd be much thicker. Now, our mother would take a small pan and put a cup or 2 cups of sugar and enough water and a little tad of butter and put it on the stove and bring it to a syrup. And we loved that. That's what we had. We didn't buy, we got sorghum molasses, but you get tired of sorghum after a while. And so, but Johnny, he likes it. But I really, if I had my choice of anything of it, I would like the white syrup. It looks like, well, I guess you could use the white, crystal white syrup on them just as well. It tastes just as good.
Probably the same sort.
It would taste better than Karo, because Karo's thinner.
Oh, Karo's thinner.
Uh-huh, but the Kraft's is thicker. It has dextrose in it, and it's better. But you would have to put it, but if you heated it, to get thin. So you'd have to put your butter on, and let it melt, and turn that one over, you know, and then flip them all the way over, take the bottom, put the butter on that, and then put the syrup on. But we use, she used sugar. She said you do it with brown sugar just as well, brown sugar.
Oh,
more.
They're knocking on the door.
That's what they're waiting on.
And they're waiting for the
Yeah, I told them just to wait another 30 minutes, won't amount to nothing. It's nearly 5 now.
Yeah,
they quit at 5. Johnny's supposed to go home and get his dirty clothes on, not dirty, but work clothes, and come out here. But I wish he would eat his supper. But she don't get off till 4:30, so.
So Friday won't have time.
They both work.
Well, what did you call, talking about eggs, what did they call the inside part of the egg?
Well, the yellow is the yolk, and the white is just white.
It's white.
That's the albumin part.
Well, now, if you cooked eggs in hot water, what would you call them?
Hard-boiled. That is, if you cooked them hard-boiled. Now, you can soft-boil them. You can have a 1 minute, 2 minute, or 3 minute egg. A 2 minute is better than a three, because your white is awfully hard if you like them soft. A 1 minute egg, you just want to eat it raw.
But a 2 minute.
But the best, yeah, the best way to do it is to use a timer. And then you don't have to worry about it. It's better to use a timer.
Well, what about if you cracked them and then cooked them in hot water?
That's the best kind. That's the poached egg.
Oh, poached.
Now, I have a little pan that I can poach an egg. Charlie don't like poached egg, but I do. It has a different flavor altogether. And when I had my ulcer, I had an ulcer in 58 and then had a recurrence of it in 60. That's why I learned so much about my stomach.
That's why you know so much
and,
about it.
Yeah, me and the doctor had more conferences than I know. And so he said that to eat the poached egg, and I had to eat it without salt. And I learned to eat a lot of things without salt. And your salt don't bother me at all no more. I don't worry about salting, though. I don't have the time to salt anything.
Well, I guess it's just what you
have
to
get
to.
Well, you make up your mind.
Make up
if you got a bleeding ulcer, woman, you ain't got
it. Right.
Yeah.
You don't have any choice. Well, now, what kind of meat would you put in and cook with, say, greens or something like that?
I like what we call side meat, bacon meat, but not the sliced. I like it cut in pieces, like you take the side meat, you can get it not sliced, and cut them in about 2-inch blocks, but leave them connected to the skin. It gives it a better flavor.
Well,
now green beans, you would need a pinch of sugar. But white beans, you don't. You need about 2 shakes of red pepper.
2 shakes of red pepper?
Yeah, just enough to barely get it in there. Red pepper goes with dry beans, and you don't taste the red pepper at all.
Yeah, it just gives
but
it,
it gives
kind
it
of
different flavor.
A pickup or something.
The bacon, if you use that, now a lot of people never thought you could use anything but the white, what they call fat back in it. But we never did like that. It was too strong. I tell you what.
Talking back to bacon. Now, on the old timey bacon, did it used to have a crusty part along the edge of it? Skin or a rind?
You never took the rind off
of
bacon.
You never took it off.
No, the only time you would is when the wife would be slicing it like this, and then she'd cut back under that and leave that skin to put beans. You never threw it away.
Well, what about, did people make sausage?
Yes.